WXLK HD.
Rono.
Friday Eve. Not quite Friday. Almost Friday.
Got kind of excited when you said that.
I know. It's getting here. It's coming. Last night felt like it was supposed to be Thursday night and today should be Friday. I don't know about you, but that's the way I felt.
I think every morning I wake up except for Monday morning, I feel like it's Friday morning. Or I hope it's Friday morning.
Okay. And then you find, boy, that's a lot of disappointment to put into your week.
It's a lot.
You know, you're going to need to change that in this job because it might kill you. I don't know. That is Antoine Terrell in the house. Zach Jackson here as well. Monica's going to join us here in a second. And we are here on your Friday Eve. It is national, or maybe even international. I don't know. It's one of those made up days. It's National Chili Day.
Ooh, I like chili.
Who doesn't like chili?
I majorly like it on hot dogs. But I eat if it's not a hot dog.
Sure, because chili is delicious. And I also feel like it's impossible to say I hate chili because there are so many different varieties of it.
Yes.
There's so many different ways to have chili. So even if you don't like regular chili because you don't like beans, well, there's one that just has beef in it. And if you don't like that, there's veggie chili.
Exactly.
And if you don't like the darkness, there's white chili. Like, there's all sorts of chilies, man.
The different kind of textures, colors, tastes. That's one of the most successful like potlucks you can do, where everybody brings their own crock pot of chili.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's the potlucks are a tough one, too, because you have to think, all right, what can I put in a bucket that'll stay warm for a while and not get all gross, but isn't going to take a whole lot of work first thing in the morning before I have to go to work?
Yep, and I could just leave it there, and it's waiting, and it smells good when I get home.
Antoine is now a member of the K92 Morning Thang, so he works here in the K92 Broadcast Palace, and there are potlucks here. They do them.
Okay, I'm excited.
A few times a year, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I think there's usually another random one in there.
The holidays and then a random September.
It's a very challenging thing for us, though, when it comes to the potlucks here at work, because usually everybody else, when you're working, you're kind of you're on a level playing field. Right. Everybody shows up to work at the same time. They leave at the same time, give or take an hour or whatever it is. Here, you know, we're here 4 o'clock in the morning. Everybody else comes in at God knows when, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, 11 noon, whatever that is.
Yeah. I've legitimately been coming in for the past couple of weeks and I've never seen anybody whose name wasn't Zach or Monica.
Yeah. See, because there's a whole other staff of people here.
Never seen anybody else, never met anybody else. My paperwork was just left on the front counter for me.
Mm-hmm. Like, because you've never, you're leaving, because Antoine, he's going to be full-time in March, but for now, it's just kind of a part-timey thing. You're easing your way in, you got to finish up your other job, so you're leaving at 7:30 in the morning, so you don't ever see any of these other people.
The parking lot's just as empty when I leave
as
when I show up.
Well, here's the problem that happens with the potlucks, Antoine, is there ain't no way in Hades that you're putting together any kind of meal for a potluck at 3 o'clock in the morning before you get into work. So it's very hard to contribute to the potluck, which causes you to not really want to go to the potluck because you didn't contribute.
You're getting that look. He's just here to eat.
Right, exactly. And it's the tail end of your day. So to stay for the potluck is just extra time at work also.
Now, I will say this. All potlucks, I think, should be judged. And the judges shouldn't really contribute because that's a little unfair.
Ah.
Because, like, what if I contribute and somebody brings a gift? A potluck that's similar to what I made.
I see. So you're into the potluck competition situation here.
Everything's a competition.
All right,
right.
See, here the only competition is who can get to the food faster. There's no who has the best chili or anything like that. But I like this idea because we can fashion ourselves as judges.
As judges.
Which allows us to not bring anything and leave whenever we want because we're judges and you can't tell us what to do.
And we still participate.
Exactly. It's her favorite story. Shine bright like a diamond. It's her diamond of the day. Monica Brooks, she finds a story, and it could be a great story, it could be a terrifying story,
it could,
or it could just be filthy.
And this story right here, I think this is terrifying at the same time. It's like, why? But there's a woman giving out free haircuts if you want to look like Trump or Kim Jong-un.
Oh, I saw that. She's in Vietnam, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, free because haircuts. There's this whole summit going on right now of Trump and Kim Jong, whichever one it is, that's it's going on in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And she was offering up, you could get a free Trump haircut or a free Kim Jong-un haircut.
Right.
Which I would classify, all politics aside, the two worst haircuts on earth.
Absolutely.
Okay?
You are
terrible
so
haircuts.
Right about that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, but folks, if you want that haircut, you visit her. And she'll hook you right on.
And it's free.
It's free.
Well, it better be.
Did she state why the other ones she went with?
I don't know. I think it's actually a sign. It's like a target. I think if you pick your haircut. You walk out, they're like, oh, arrest him.
Okay. Which one? I don't know. Yeah. Who are we arresting? That's the question. Yeah. So is this just for... I don't know. Are you going to get one of these? Is this why this has caught your eye?
Oh, no, but I'm just shocked that anyone would want it. Because I mean, you say it's the worst haircuts out there.
I believe
why
they are the two worst
you?
Haircuts. Because, terrible. I mean, you have the...
And Kim Jong-un, and some kids are, by the way, are getting the haircut. The Kim Jong-un.
Is it by choice?
Oh, they look happy.
I mean,
oh,
maybe it's okay. A situation in Vietnam where a free haircut is a really big deal. So you'll take whatever it is
that's
because
true.
It's free. I don't know.
I would just go ahead and settle for chewing my own hair off.
Okay.
If that's the only haircut I could get, I was like, I'll style it with my teeth.
I feel like you could still get scissors. You know,
yeah,
you could
just...
I that's an option. That's it. Before, I feel like there's a step before using your teeth that you can use, like, scissors
or knife. That is right.
Or
y'all
knife
are correct. There should
something.
Be...
Though right. It is important to remember that if you were listening to the show yesterday, Monica Brooks grew up sleeping in a drawer. So yeah. Maybe drawer baby justice is to cut your hair.
That's how I got my haircuts.
Is that what it was?
I would sit there in my room like, time for a haircut.
Oh, my God.
No.
My mom would go in my room and get myself a haircut. Hang on.
Yeah.
Monica, I'm glad I met you at this point in your life. We would not have been friends at
no.
any other point in your life.
I feel like
if you have many friends growing up.
And if you took too long, occasionally there'd be a knock on the door. Drawer baby, you still in there chewing your hair?
Almost done, mommy.
Hurry up. We got company coming.
Hamper baby is on his way over.
Yep.
Oh, let me hurry up.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Thang in the house. Zach Jackson. Antoine Terrell. There you are.
There you are. I'm
and
here.
Drawer baby in the house as well. Monica Brooks, who we learned. So yesterday... Monica told us that she, as a baby, was put in a drawer. That's where she slept, was a drawer. I never did ask what I believe was an important follow-up question that came to me later was it a drawer in a dresser that they would shut, or was it just a drawer on the floor?
Well, I was wondering what room the dresser was in. The drawer was in. That's important, too. Like, are you by yourself?
Attic. It was up in the attic, is what it was. Monica's mom, Trigger, called her yesterday to correct her. She was furious about this story.
Yes.
These scurrilous accusations that her baby slept in a drawer.
So it wasn't a drawer?
She says, how dare you? How dare you insinuate that I put you in a drawer? I put you in a box. You slept in a box, not a drawer. Get it right.
I had my unmentionables in the drawer.
I love Monica's family. When you're going to get to meet
I'm
all
so
of them.
I'm so excited to meet all of them.
Woo! It is a lot. She's been threatening to have a cookout again soon, a family cookout. The last one I went to, boy, that was an eye-opener.
I will camp out for this cookout.
I'm much more comfortable now around everybody, but when you meet everyone all at once, it's sort of like getting slapped in the face with a tornado. I mean, that's really what it is. So get ready for that. We're talking about irrational fears. Riley and Floyd, she texts into 52353, even today, scared of cows.
Okay.
And cows are so lovely and delicious
was
and
it,
sweet. And
was
just,
there anything more behind it? Just scared of cows?
I don't know. I mean, she probably got a cow looked at her funny when she was a kid, and that freaked her out. I was always freaked out as a kid by quicksand.
Okay, I would be scared of that, too. If as a kid, I thought it never existed. I don't think it exists. I've never seen it. So, therefore, I was never actually scared of it, but I would be if I...
Well, I was afraid of it because it was always in cartoons. People were always getting stuck in quicksand in the cartoons that I grew up on.
Right.
All the old school cartoons, everybody be running. Next thing you know, quicksand, boom, done. It would just hop up out of nowhere. Sometimes quicksand would just be on the sidewalk in cartoons. So scary.
And they're looking for a branch to pull themselves up.
Exactly. It was always with the branch. But at least I always said to myself, well, I've never seen it in real life. It must not be real. It's just in cartoons. Hiker trapped in quicksand for an entire night couldn't free himself in Utah. I have the story right here. His leg was buried up to his knee. He was unable to free himself. And I guess the way this quicksand works in real life is your foot gets caught in it. And then the ground sort of hardens around you.
Oh.
So you're buried in a way that you can't dig yourself out.
Kind of like concrete,
yes.
Like on a sidewalk.
Exactly.
That's way more terrifying.
Even scarier, I know.
That's way more terrifying because then you just walk in and now all of a sudden the ground has you.
So he, he was with somebody else who had to hike 3 hours until she could get cell phone service to call 911. So he spent the night in Utah and it was cold and everything. He's okay now. But the memory of the quicksand.
I would never walk. I would only walk on the street the rest of my life.
Yeah. Hiking's interesting. I got to go hiking next weekend. My wife really wants to go. Yeah. I'm going to have to really pound the ground here to make sure.
To make sure. It's...
You know what I need? Walk and stick.
Let the kids walk first.
Come on, man.
Have the kids walk in front of you. They're quicker. Agile.
This is a kid this weekend. Thank you very much. The kids can stay home. Antoine, your irrational fear?
Yes. So as a kid, I was terrified, not necessarily by a monster under the bed or whatever, but I was always scared that something would get me in the middle of the night. But it could only get me if my feet were not covered up by the blanket.
Gotcha.
So anytime I went to bed, and it's still true to this day, not for the same reason, but I'm just so used to it, my feet have to be covered by a blanket.
Or you're uncomfortable.
Or I'm uncomfortable when I cannot sleep.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because that is the same reason why I sleep with the sheet kind of up over my head a little bit, because I, as a child, saw the movie E.T., extraterrestrial classic movie from the 80s, and E.T. is a sweet little alien. I mean, he's the nicest alien in the world. Also kind of freaky looking.
Very unattractive.
So when you're 4 or 5 years old and your parents take you to see E.T., it was kind of scary.
Yeah, it was kind of a horror movie.
So in my mind, E.T. was always under my bed with that probing finger of his. Yee, phone home.
Just coming from underneath.
Zachary, waiting. Hello, poke, poke, poke. So that would freak me out. So I would always pull the sheet up over the sides of my head. So as long as I was protected on the sides, I could sleep.
Yeah. And for that reason, I hate going to bed in an unmade bed, because there's a chance my feet will be exposed.
Aha. Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell. And you at 52353, going to get to some of the texts of irrational fears here in a second. Here's somebody else, Antoine, just like you,
right,
from the little movie Critters from the 80s, cannot sleep to this day with their feet hanging over the side of the bed in any way.
I can't do that either. I can't, even if it's covered. I should have added that.
It has to be on the bed.
My feet have to be supported, so something can't come from underneath either.
It is amazing how protective we feel our beds are. These mattresses, man, they are just, they can save you from aliens, monsters.
Our place of solace, right there.
Ghosts, all of it. Yeah, she still has a fear they're going to come up over the top and eat her feet.
I agree. Twinsies.
They're 37 years old, so we have more of those. We have a brand new birthday scam on the way. I'm telling you, it's one of my favorites of all time. I make him say things like this.
I don't care. I do not care. That is not my problem. That is your problem. And it is your ass if you can't.
Oh, so good.
Big mad.
He's getting his house remodeled.
Uh-huh.
So I've called because I'm the new foreman. I've taken over in the remodel project. Right. And we've ripped up the floor to install the new one. So we ripped up the old one. What do you want us to do with it? Problem is, the new floor was put down last week. So what I have done is ripped up the new floor.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that's where Scoogeet and Woojeet. That's where that comes in. So that's at 7:15. Brand new hookup or hang up on the way too. When Natalie's ready, she wants to meet somebody. Is it you? 60 seconds to your dating destiny on the way.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I do believe there is one food that turns people into animals more than any other food in the world.
Yeah.
Do you have a guess as to what that food is? So let's say we were at a buffet.
Okay.
And there would be a food that would come out at that buffet that would cause downright mayhem.
I'm thinking it would be some kind of dessert.
You think it is a dessert?
Dessert. Nope.
No, it is not. There is one food that causes police to have to recount this situation.
You can imagine a fencing match. There's a woman who's beating a man. Plates are shattering everywhere. Everyone was saying that they cut me in line. She cut me in line. He cut me in line. I was here first. They had been waiting there for the crab legs for a good 10 plus minutes, maybe 15. Mm-hmm. So when they finally came out, it's very heated.
Crab legs.
Well, I could see that. I could see that, because eating them in general, you become an animal.
I've seen this happen before. I remember it in my mind. It's one of those memories. It is burned forever into my brain. It's the last time I ever ate at a buffet in my entire life, because I declared never again.
A fight over a crab leg?
Yes.
You saw this?
It wasn't so much a fight, but I was at the Foxwoods Hotel and Casino in Connecticut.
Sounds fancy.
Yep. And my dad, for whatever reason, is a smart guy, he's a lawyer, he's successful, but the dude loves buffets, and I don't know why. He wanted to go to the buffet. Fine, we'll go to the buffet. Mm-hmm. And everyone who loves buffets says the same thing. Well, this is a good one. Like, there are no such thing. I'm sorry.
I'm not a buffet fan.
Too much food. It's you eat to excess. It bothers me. And you watch people who fill their plates, and the whole thing just grosses me out. And I saw this horde of people, and they were all gathered around this one station. And I thought, what are they doing over there? Like, what's going on? They're all just standing there waiting. And all of a sudden, this tray of crab legs comes out. And it was like a feeding frenzy. I mean, do you ever watch when they throw slop at the pigs?
Yes, and they all just dive on it. Their heads are just in there.
They root their noses in it. They're throwing trash in the air. They're so excited. That's what I watched happen with human beings and crab legs.
And what's dangerous about crab legs, they're already sharp.
They're pointy. They're weapony.
They're already, like, you snatch them, your hand can get cut just going after one.
And I just watched them all hoard to these crab legs. And I did. I said, never again. I am never going to a buffet again. Forget it. And that's the last time I ever went to a buffet. That was 10 years ago. I'm out.
They're so delicious. Crab meat, so delicious.
I'll eat it in the comfort of my own home. I will order it and have it delivered by a server. But I will not fight other people for crab legs.
I agree
ever.
With you. I stand with you, Zach.
Thank you. Birthday scam on the way. The unfortunate mistake. You see what I did there? Because the floor.
Unfortunate.
The unfortunate mistake. One of my favorite birthday scams of all time. That's on the way. Blow your mind. It's done. Crab legs.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono. It's your
thing in the morning. Thing in the house. Friday Eve. It's amazing how one tiny little thing can just change your entire perspective and influence you on just immediately.
Just one thing.
Yep. Zach Jackson here. Monica Brooks. Antoine Terrell. I had an entire meal planned out in my head for tonight. I was going to go pick up some fish of some kind and side dish, maybe a salad or asparagus. So the whole thing worked out in my head. And then I find out it's National Chili Day, and I must have chili. I must have it.
You just threw it out the window.
I did. Everything else out the window.
You planned it in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you just threw it out the window.
Maybe what I'll do is I'll take all of those things that I was supposed to eat, I'll put them in a blender, and I'll make chili out of that.
I don't know if I'm going with you on that one.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But Merry Chili Day to you. It's a Merry Friday Eve. 52353, that's the text if you want to get involved in the show. If you are a fan of retro everything is next in the trending. And I am fairly excited about actually all three of these. I think all three of these are pretty cool.
I have no clue what's coming, so okay. I'm super excited about it.
Well, good.
Myself.
You just sit there and you wait.
I'm waiting.
52353, talking about irrational fears. This is somebody, the number 8, used to terrify me every time it showed up on my alarm clock.
Is that what time school started?
I don't know. Maybe? I know. And a lot of times, because it's an irrational fear, and yet we all have the same stupid follow-up question. Why?
Exactly. There's no reason behind it, or it wouldn't be irrational. You're right.
Son, I ain't got no reason. It's irrational. If I had a reason, it would be a rational fear. Let's see. My husband has an irrational fear. This is from Julia in Rural Retreat, that once a train passes, you know, you're waiting and you're watching the train. On the other side, as soon as that train passes, a rogue car is going to fly through and crash right into him.
I do get nervous going across train tracks.
Yeah.
Even if there's no train and I see there's no train, I still get nervous.
I always look. Even if the thing's not down, I always just feel like I need just a quick glance.
What if you run out of gas and you're stuck there?
Just what if the little thing didn't go down? The bar didn't go down and the choo-choo train is coming. Like, I don't want to get hit by a train. That's not the way to go.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
Retro everything is trending.
Everything.
And I'm excited, I think, about all of these. We're big into reboots and follow-ups and sequels and reimagine this and retro this, that, and the other thing. I have 3 things that are coming back right now.
Okay.
And the first one, this is the biggest one. Does this theme song ring a bell to you? Oh, baby. It's okay if you don't.
I don't know. I'm at a loss right now.
Antoine, you are black. So this is, in case you didn't know.
I am.
This is not necessarily a show that was targeted to you. Beverly Hills 90210.
I've seen a couple episodes. Would never have guessed.
I would not have expected you to be a fan. That's
nope.
Okay. People who grew up in the 90s and were high school age in the 90s. Oh, my God. It was all about 90210. All these snooty, rich white kids that went to high school in Beverly Hills. that were all in real life 30 years old and whatever.
Was this the Tori Spelling one? Was
yes.
she in this one?
Yep. Okay. Luke Perry, Jason Priestley, Shannon Doherty, all those people. There is going to be six original 90210 cast members doing a reboot. Mm-hmm. And here's the twist on this one. It is a story about the original cast members returning for a revival where they're trying to get a revival off the ground.
What?
Okay, so they're playing themselves in real life, trying to do a 90210 reboot. So that's the show. The show is about them trying to do a reboot of the old show.
So kind of like a reality show?
Yes, sort of. Uh-huh.
Wow, that gave me a headache.
I know,
now.
Doesn't it though? It's weird.
I need to see the storyboard.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, no word if Luke Perry or Shannon Doherty are on board, but Jason Priestley's in, Jenny Garth, Ian Ziering from the Sharknados, Gabrielle Carteris, Brian Austin Green, Tori Spelling, they are all in on this thing. So it's a show about them trying to put together a show, which again, it's that whole mind screw situation. But that's the first one. Okay. Here's the next one.
Number two
trending. Oh, you know what? I need audio clue for this one too. This one I feel like will ring a bell to you, Antoine. Let's get it in here now. Does this song ring a bell?
You can't touch this.
Of course.
Okay, good.
The Oakland, California rapper.
MC Hammer, can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
MC Hammer has announced Hammer's House Party Tour 2019. So it'll be, I almost feel like I need to play that whole song, but I can't. MC Hammer on tour with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Okay.
En Vogue.
Okay.
Kid and Play. Cisco of Da Thong Song. Tone Loc. Montel Jordan of This Is How We Do It. Tag Team back again. Rob Bass. DJ Kool. Coolio. 2 Live Crew. Biz Markie. Young MC. All of them on this tour.
Fun fact, the first cassette I ever owned was MC Hammer on one side, uh-huh, was You Can't Touch This. On the other side, this was back when there was only one song per side.
Yeah, one song per
was
side.
Was Dancing Machine. First cassette tape I've ever owned.
Interesting. So now you can put that cassette tape in the air. Just, Hammer! Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
Everyone's going to be buying Hammer pants and all of it. Last one here in the trending of stuff.
Number one.
That's coming back. I'm excited about this one, too, as somebody who loved this game as a kid and now can have a fun little twist on it with my own kids. Pictionary's coming back too.
Nope, not for me.
What?
Not for me. I'm terrible at drawing, and that's the one thing I wish I was better at. I refuse to play it. Nope. It hurts my self-esteem.
I'm so good at Pictionary.
I stink at it.
I was great at it. I was really great at reading it. The last time I played Pictionary, I can remember it, and I'll tell you why. I was a grown-up, and I worked here at K92, and I went on a weekend retreat with the owner of the radio station. I was invited, my now wife and I, and all his fancy friends.
Fancy.
And I had a lot of cocktails. A lot of cocktails, Antoine. Too many cocktails. But we played Pictionary, and I destroyed in that game. Man, I did so good. I was housing it. I was drawing things, people getting them, people drawing things. I was getting them. Boom, boom, bap. I win. And then I went and threw up the rest of the night because I had, it was too much. Too much going on.
All but, the cocktails.
Yep. Pictionary Air is coming back. So it's a futuristic take on Pictionary with no paper. So basically what happens is you have a light pen and you draw in the air. And it will show up on the screen. So on your smart TV or maybe on an iPad or whatever. So people will be looking at that and they're trying to decipher what it is that you're drawing. But you can't really see it on the paper either. So that'll make it a little more interesting.
Okay, maybe I can get into it.
So that's coming. I would not play it with meteorologist Brent Watts from Channel 7 because I feel like he has a distinct advantage being able to draw on screens and point
at stuff. That's all he's been doing.
Yep, Tony Romo, forget it. I mean, he draws on those screens. Unfair advantage. That's going to be in Target in June and then other retailers in July. So it's the all 90s retro comeback edition of the trending.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Oh, this poor guy. I love him. It's great. So this comes from Candace. I knew which button to push with this guy. So Candace says, it would be amazing if you could scam my husband, Daniel. We've been doing a huge remodel at our house, and he has been stressing over every single cost and detail. Perfect. I thought you could use that to your advantage. Yes, Candace, I can. She says, love your show, and I'm so excited Antoine is there now. So there you go. She likes you.
Thank you, Candace.
You guys all sound great together. So that's from Candace. Here's a little backstory. Again, they're doing this whole remodel, and I found out that they had flooring put down last week.
Okay.
So I'm calling as the new supervisor or foreman or whatever guy on the job, because I've ripped up the floor. I'm ready to put down the new floor. Except that was the new floor. So it's the birthday scam. The unfortunate mistake. K92 Morning Thing.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of Daniel. Is that you?
Yeah, all right, no. Who is this? You've called my phone like 5 times in a row.
I know, because this is urgent. Boy, why else do you think I keep calling? I'm at your house, and I need an answer.
Whoa, you're at my house?
Yeah.
Who are you? What do you mean you're at my house?
I'm in charge of the remodel now at the house, and I just wanted to clarify a few things.
You're in charge?
Yeah.
You are not. Mike is in charge. Where's Mike?
Yeah, so Mike, he's no longer with us.
Oh, no, that's impossible. There's no way he's no longer with you. I mean, isn't he the owner?
Well, yeah, he's the owner, but look, we got this real sweet job that don't fall in our laps today, huge money. So he's going to be handling that one, but not to worry. I got you, Daniel.
All right, fine. So why are you calling me?
I just need to know what to do with the floor.
What do you mean?
Well, my guys just finished ripping it all up, and now what do you want us to do with it?
What? What do you mean it's ripped up?
Yeah, it says right here on the order, new floor. So we ripped up all the old floor, and we're ready to put in the new one, but I didn't see any materials around.
Of course you didn't see it. That was the new floor that just got installed last week. What's the matter with you?
Okay. See, no wonder it looks so good. I was wondering why you'd want to rip up such nice-looking flooring, Daniel.
How could you do this? What is the matter with you? Oh, God, tell me that you were messing with me right now.
I'm messing with you right now?
Oh, my. Are you serious? Are you serious?
So, yeah, serious as an episode of This Is Us. We ripped up your floor. If it's any consolation to you, I am sorry about that.
You're sorry? Let me tell you something, bud. You are going to be sorry if that floor isn't back down by the time I get home today.
All right, well, settle down, man. I mean, we could get it back down, but we ripped it up real good. I thought it was trash, so it's trash.
Oh, do you have any idea? Any idea how long we've been waiting for that floor to come in and get installed? I mean, it was specially ordered.
Okay, look, I got some linoleum in the truck. I can put that down right now. I'll give you a real good deal on it, too.
Linoleum? There's no such thing. It's a good deal on linoleum. You've got to be kidding me. You listen to me, pal. I'm coming over there right now, and I'm going to want answers, and I'm going to want this fixed immediately.
Now we go and get all this fancy flooring all quick and stuff. Daniel?
I don't care. I do not care. That is not my problem. That is your problem, and it is your ass if you can't. And let me tell you something else. I've got an excellent lawyer, and you're going to be hearing from them, and I'm going to sue your whole damn company.
Oh, God, I can't do it anymore. Daniel, you're on a birthday scam. Hey, it's Zach from K92. Hi.
What?
None of this is
real.
Oh,
my God.
Breathe.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Dude,
oh
I am so sorry. Oh, okay, no, I'm not. That was hilarious. That was awesome.
Oh, my God. I gotta lay down or something. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right. This is from your wife, Candace, who said that this would get you all riled up, and she was right.
She was, yep.
If nothing else, this will be a birthday you never forget.
I think that's pretty accurate. I'm going to have to go, like, breathe through a paper bag for a while because, oh, my God.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. The K92 Morning Thangs hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
60 seconds to their dating destiny, Monica.
Yep, you find love.
It could be a whole new you by the end of this 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You could meet the love of your life. You could be pregnant at the end of this 60 seconds.
Well, I guess that is also possible.
Natalie, are you prepared for this life-changing minute?
I'm not sure if I'm prepared for all of that.
I know. Yeah, but they say like the first, what is it, the first 10 seconds of meeting someone?
It is something like that. Yeah. I mean, you know, we joke about it and we blow it out of proportion, but there is some study that says you know if you like somebody within the first, it is the first minute. Yeah. That I know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we do hook up or hang up, where you come in here, we got a single person, we got Natalie today, and we will find you someone that we think might work for you. And then you just talk to him for 1 minute. I mean, don't you feel like you can get a pretty good idea, Natalie?
Yeah, I think so.
What are you looking for?
You can get a good idea without even talking to someone. Like, if you're meeting in person, a lot of, like, the nonverbal cues and stuff, you can just kind of feel and energetically if you're attracted to someone or not.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't get any of those here. You sort of have to pretend you're blind.
Right.
But it puts you, it heightens all your other senses.
It does, yes.
So you just, you listen for that 1 minute. What are we listening for, Natalie? What are we looking for in this guy? Who are you? What's the deal?
I am 20. I'm a student at Radford, and I don't know. I'm just looking for like a fun, attractive guy.
Okay. I saw the other day that they said that there are more people now who are meeting online for dating than being introduced by friends or in person for the first time ever.
Yeah.
You think to yourself, well, who would ever just go on the radio to try to meet someone? That's how it's done now, okay? The old school way ain't working anymore.
Yeah, they swipe at everything else, so why not call?
And let's be honest here, Natalie. Friends always try to hook you up. It always ends in disaster, too.
Yeah, so far for me, that's been the case.
Okay,
yeah.
Your friends have let you down.
And she's a young girl, so it just sounds like you're just looking to just to date.
Yeah, I'll know when I talk to this guy. I mean, this is better than messaging somebody. At least I can, like, hear his voice in real time. So
that is true. And you know it's a real human.
Don't let me down.
There's no catfish situation here either. Okay, she's Natalie. She's 20. She's in the NRV, and she is ready to meet you. 774-9236 800-468-9236. Natalie, your 60 seconds is next.
The K92 Morning Thangs hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
Natalie is back with us. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
20 years old, student at Radford, ready to meet someone. Now, Monica has hand-selected you, Brian.
Mm-hmm. He sounds like a cool dude, okay. What she's looking for.
Is it Brian with an I or Brian with a Y,
Monica?
Ooh, Brian with a Y.
With a Y.
Brian with a Y is a little more fun, I believe. I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, Brian with an I, he's a good guy. Serious.
Very serious. Yes.
Now, Brian with an I, he's good to do your taxes or be your insurance guy.
Ah, gotcha.
Brian with a Y, just he wants to enjoy life. He is definitely a partier.
Okay.
He is. I'm sizing him up solely on one letter of his name. Natalie, are you ready to meet Brian?
I'm ready.
Brian, are you ready to meet Natalie?
Yeah, hey, Ben. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Here, he sounds like Brian with a Y, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
He's sort of, this is good. Brian
sounds
with
attractive.
An I would have said, hello, I am ready for all of this. All right, Brian, you're going to have 60 seconds to make a good impression here. I mean, Natalie, you have 60 seconds to do the same. Are we ready for this?
Yes.
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, cool. So he's ready.
I know.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready to have a good time. All right, Natalie, you are in charge. Your 60 seconds starts now.
Hi, Brian. What do you look like? Are you tall?
Yeah, I'm tall. I'm right at like 6'1", kind of a lean guy. I like to run. Are you into like fitness?
No, not really at all. Hopefully my metabolism doesn't fail me, but on occasion I'd like to do yoga. How old are you?
I'm 25. I think I look a little bit older because I got like a scruffy beard though.
Okay.
Oh, I can't do scruffy beards.
No
like,
scruffy
I
beard.
I really don't care for them.
All right, no problem. I mean, come this spring, I'm going to be shaving it off, so.
Oh, okay.
What do you look like?
I have short hair.
Okay, whoa. I don't really do short hair.
Okay.
But...
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding. Go.
Okay. My hair is similar to the singer Halsey. Like, it's short and blonde. I mean, I'm in pretty good shape.
Okay, time is up. Time is up. She wanted to throw that in there. She's like, I hate the gym, but I just want to let you know.
But I look good.
I look good. I'm good. All right. That is your 60 seconds of beard talk and occasional short hair jokes. But he said he's just kidding.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll shave.
He's
That's
all right.
Good. Okay. So maybe there's something there. I don't know. So we got Brian. We have Natalie. I'm going to count it down. If y'all want to stay on the line and see where this goes with another date, you are welcome to. If not, hang up. No hard feelings, or maybe some hard feelings. We'll see. 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Brian's there.
I'm here.
Natalie's there as well. Okay.
That's good. Success.
All right.
Brian, she made you wait there for a second.
I was going to say, did she hang up? Was that a polite just hang up? No, no, she's there.
I know what it was. It was her payback for the short hair joke, right, Natalie?
This is true.
Yep,
yeah.
See, exactly. I knew it. She's like, you know what? I'm going to leave him hanging there for just a second because he left me hanging.
He sure
made
did.
Me wonder.
Yeah.
Yep, so it's the brand new couple, Halsey and G-Eazy Part 2.
Oh, you know what? It is.
It is. Right.
It is.
We've got Natalie, who's Halsey, and now we have B-Eazy over here.
We do.
Brian with a Y. He's ready to roll, and he's also ready to go to the store and get a razor. All right, y'all hang on, and we'd love to get an update here in the future of what's going down with the two of you, and we wish you guys the best of luck, okay?
Thank you.
Hook up or hang up. Hook up or hang up. Hook up, hook up or hang up.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Oh, BB Rex. So what is it like if you are a dad and you have a daughter that is seen as a sex symbol? What do you do?
It's awful. You cry and you throw up all the time. That's my guess.
Do you think about that with, what movie was it? 50 Shades of Grey. If your daughter is in that movie that was a hit, do you see the movie?
No. And I remember that. Everybody sat there and they asked Don Johnson, the celebrity from Miami Vice back in the day, because that's his daughter, will you watch the movie? And he said, absolutely not.
Or what if your friends are like, your daughter did a great job in that movie?
They're not my friends anymore.
They're no longer friends. They can be invited over for football games. And
your daughter is hot should never be said.
You can't even say it because it hurts. Well, BB Rexha, her dad's going through the same situation. Her videos are just too sexy.
Well, she's got a new one and it's super sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sent her a text and said, stop it. You got to tone it down.
But it's her career.
Well, I know, but does she have to go all the way? So she showed the text to her Instagram and then her fans started attacking her dad and that's not what she wanted either.
I put my new single out. So he didn't like the video. The video's a lot. But my fans are getting a little too intense, so I yelled at my fans. No, because they're saying something about my dad. My dad is always my dad, no matter what. And he might have said something a little heated in the moment. I feel dumb for showing the screenshot. I was being sarcastic with my fans.
Yeah, it's your fault. Mm-hmm. You started it.
Who?
BB.
She didn't start it.
She started it by being too...
It's her career. She has to be sexy and she's young.
I understand.
Sing.
As a fan of BB Rexha, I say thank you so much for that video. As a father of a daughter, I say, would you cover up?
It scares you.
Gross.
Great changes coming to Rotten Tomatoes. Did you see?
Is it though?
I think so, because they said that people, they're trying to get rid of trolls because people are trolling movies that they haven't even released yet.
Yeah, there's two sides of this argument. This is a tough one because Rotten Tomatoes is the movie website. So you can kind of
trust them.
Interested in going to see a particular movie. And they were going after Captain Marvel because Brie Larson said something about, I don't care about the opinion of 40-year-old lame white dudes.
Oh, I didn't know about that part.
That's how this all started.
I missed that.
Yeah. So she said that. So then angry 40-year-old white dude said, fine, I'm going to destroy your movie on Rotten Tomatoes so no one wants to go see it. Then it was down as low as 27% want to see.
Yeah.
Well, when Big Daddy Disney steps into Rotten Tomatoes and says, yo, cut it out.
Yep.
Rotten Tomatoes then says, all right, we're going
to
change our entire system.
We have to get rid of it,
We're going
to
do it now where you only get to click want to see. So I understand both sides. I get
being angry, but you can't do that. You just can't because that just ruins the credibility of the site.
People like to hate for the sake of hating. And I think that ultimately is the wrong part.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they weed out the trolls. How are you going to do that? What steps are you going to take? You got a questionnaire? Like, what do you do?
Are you a troll? If you ask that, right? And if they say yes, then you just...
Some jobs do stuff like that. So, are you okay? Yes. Check yes.
Do you
love people?
Right. Are you insane? No. Cool. We can hire him. We are good to go. Comedian Patton Oswalt. It's funny. He's talking about... because he just turned 50. Uh-huh. And he doesn't really have a problem with turning 50, except... turning 50 in 2019.
I don't mind turning 50. What I mind is turning 50 in 2019.
Okay.
That stinks because, like, the time to turn 50 was in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
Because people were okay with you going, oh, you're 50. You've had a kid. Well, you just sit down and start to die. Just relax. Do a crossword puzzle. Slowly become racist and then die. But in 2019, you turn 50 and people are like, you're 50. Well, get on your mountain bike, you silver fox. Let's get going.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Thang in the house. Monica, Zach, Antoine, and Stephanie. We're just going to keep adding names.
Right.
Stephanie Ragsdale from the Franklin County Humane Society, here to play Hot Potato against Monica in just a second. But she is also here with, I do believe, a first in our animal adoption segment.
I think so.
We have never had a one-eyed dog.
One-eyed hound dog.
Yep, one-eyed hound dog. His name is Gruff.
Gruff.
But he's not Gruff.
I think it's a perfect name, though.
You do?
Well, yeah, I mean, he has a little gray Gruff around his...
He does.
He's 10,
but when people,
he's a senior.
When people think Gruff, they think, I'm a mean dog, and he is super sweet.
Yeah, no. I think just a tad of senior and gray beard, little muzzle.
He's hiding behind me, staring at me.
He's... With one eye.
With his one eye.
He's so precious. He's a cool dog. Like I said, 10 years old. He's like a black and tan coon hound.
Mm-hmm.
And all of his buzz, we had a terrific week last week with adoptions. And Cisco, who I brought on, who was also a senior,
yeah,
his people heard him on the radio and went straight to the shelter.
Which is what we love. That's
fantastic,
awesome.
Fantastic, right?
So we had Cisco last week.
And then our longest resident, Al, was adopted. So these are all his buds. How do you tell him that?
Yeah. And so he's kind of still there. And Gruff is available for adoption.
Yeah.
Senior dog, but still plenty of great years left.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got the best energy. And like we said on the post, we use him to sort of gauge how dogs react to other dogs when they come into the shelter.
He's the test dog.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And he's fantastic. So he's friends with like everyone at the shelter.
Yeah.
He's like Mr. Rogers.
So you can see his post. It's on our Facebook page right now. Please share the post if you could.
Yeah.
And
he's housebroken.
I don't think he'd be against wearing an eye patch if you asked him to, if you wanted to play pirate or anything like that. He'd be fine. So this is Gruff. Do want to say
agreeable.
Thank you to Amanda Christensen, yeah, and Leslie Owens, our State Farm agent. So this is cool. So they do a thing called Quotes for Good. And when you go and you get a quote from one of them,
easy,
so Amanda Christensen or Leslie Owens, just, you don't have to
just
say yes,
right,
just listen,
right,
then they donate money to this
us
month, Franklin,
yeah,
County Humane Society.
Fantastic. So all of our listeners, fans, supporters, go get a quote from them.
Mm-hmm.
They will, that's all you have to do, and they'll directly give donations to our shelter.
Yeah, yeah. I did it.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
I switched over too, but you know, nice. You don't even have to. That's all good. So Amanda Christensen, Leslie Owens, it's WeInsureRoanoke.com. And again, we have Gruff.
We like them.
He's here. He's hanging out. We are about to play
Easiest
Hot Potato.
Dog ever.
He is real,
yeah,
easy. Yeah.
And we want him adopted today. I just want to make that real clear.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Immediately. You get to have, this is a special dog here on the thing. You get to adopt the only one-eyed dog we've ever had.
He doesn't need anything but like a sofa or a bed. That's it.
I think he'd be good for someone who likes to lift weights. And you
really
want to know why I'm saying that?
Sure.
Because he's a hound dog, but sort of the way he walks, his shoulders sort of stick out like lunkhead muscle guys do. You know, and they're like,
he's like,
yeah,
an ex-CrossFitter.
Just bench pressed 1,000 pounds, that kind of thing. So he's got that same build. So y'all can walk around together and you will look so cute. So go see Gruff, share his post. Hot Potato is next.
Hot Potato, Hot Potato.
Hot Potato, Hot Potato.
Hot Potato, Hot Potato.
Potato,
Potato.
Potato,
Potato.
Question why will be answered in a moment.
All
That's
right.
what we need to figure out.
I'll wait.
Stephanie Ragsdale is here from the Franklin County Humane Society, as well as Gruff the dog, who is up for adoption right now.
We've got our game face on.
He's Mugruff's cousin, right? Okay. Let's get our people in here. Morgan. Hi, Morgan.
Hey.
Morgan, would you like to team up with Monica Brooks or Stephanie and Gruff the dog today, Morgan?
I think I'm going to do Stephanie and Gruff.
Okay,
like
there we go. Right. Stephanie, who, little known fact, does the worst Cardi B impression
Not
I've ever heard in my life.
Nope. I retired it.
You did?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, bring it up now.
Yeah.
My wife really liked it. One more time. One more time.
Oh, God. Okay.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're clearing a hairball. Just a little. Matt, it's going to be you and Miss Monica, okay?
All right, you got this, right, Monica.
Woo!
See a little pep talk there. She's ready to roll. Her glasses. Your glasses look foggy.
I know. That's why I was clearing them out. I don't know why.
Good Lord, those are dirty.
What? Well, they are clean now. They're all right.
I guess.
Now.
Clean the glasses, yeah. Lady.
I know, okay. That's what I was doing.
So category back and forth. The good news is you don't need to see in this situation. And we have a one-eyed dog. So Monica's actually, for the compassionate reason.
Our team has three eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So we go back and forth. It is 15 seconds in a category. And you just have to bounce back and forth in the category. Whoever's left holding the potato at the end, as you pass the potato back and forth, is the loser of the round. Best of three. Are we ready?
Ready.
We should really like pass something.
You guys can't catch, though. You're not athletic. Oh. And then you'll be distracted by the passing of the thing.
Excuse me, wait. What?
I know.
Sorry. I am athletic.
It is time to start the game. All right, Stephanie, you were chosen first. So you get to go first. All right. Here we go. It'll be 15 seconds back and forth in the category of things that smell good.
Perfume.
Flowers.
Grass.
Bacon.
Cake.
Pies.
Candles.
Men.
Gum.
Hair.
Lotion.
Lotion.
I got it.
Lotion is correct. That is right on the buzzer, but she got it.
Game is so scary.
In the timer. I know, that's a point for you. You're good. You won this game the one time you played. You may win again right here. All right, Monica, you will start in this category. Are we ready?
Ready.
Okay. Timer will start after I tell you. The category is things you can drink.
Coffee.
Go ahead. Don't. No, you got to do something. What? No, you don't get to wait till the end.
Coke.
There you go.
Tea.
Milk.
Orange juice.
Lemonade.
Vodka.
Tequila.
Prosecco.
Champagne.
Juice.
Wait, it went 20 seconds.
Juice is correct.
It's not right.
I know it's supposed to be 20 seconds. That's
why. You said 15.
I know I tricked you in the first round. Doesn't matter.
Oh, my
gosh. Just keep talking. See, that's what happens when you try to cheat around here. Cheat with your own timer. Take her phone away from her. Monica, take her phone.
Strip the phone.
That is just wrong.
Turn your phone over, you cheater. Cheat, cheat, never beat. That's what they used to say when you were 9 years old.
Man.
Are we ready for the last category?
Sure.
All right. And I'll start the timer whenever I feel like over here. The category is, Stephanie, you start, comedy movies.
Oh, my gosh. How long is it this time?
20 seconds. Go. You can't just sit there.
Big Lebowski.
Thank you.
House Party.
Weird Al's movie.
Coming to America.
Fine, whatever. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm not good at this one.
Oh, I am so sorry. And I even gave you
Weird
Al's movie.
Something. Yeah.
That is a point for Monica and the game right there. Victorious. Woo. His movie, by the way, was called UHF, and it's a wonderful cult classic from back
ashamed.
In the 80s. That was, you should be ashamed. This is what happens when you try to cheat. You see? You see this? This is an important lesson right here.
It's like you're in school. You're in the principal's office.
I feel it. Could we give her a prize?
Well, you can give her money out of your own wallet. How about that? You can give her a discount on some shoes, something. Franklin County Humane Society, Gruff is up for adoption. Thank you to Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens from State Farm, here to help life go right. And all of March, so wait till tomorrow.
Yes.
All of March, go get a quote from either of them, Amanda or Leslie. Their Quotes for Good program. They will donate $10 for each household they do a quote on. To the Franklin County Humane Society.
Cool.
So that is awesome. WeInsureRoanoke.com for all the details. And you're just sitting there caressing your soft and smooth arms.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica Brooks is over here judging you. Because we're talking about the things that bother you for no reason.
No reason at all.
Because I learned this about Monica. There's something about men and smooth arms.
Yeah, guys with smooth arms.
So explain.
It's like a pet peeve.
Like, you know, yeah. I mean, because I went to the drive-thru and the guy reaches and hands me my drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized his arms are so smooth. Like, he shaved
mm-hmm.
his arms. I don't know why. I was like, it bothers me.
Did you accept the drink?
I did.
Okay.
But I gave him a hard stare.
Okay.
Why? I mean, they were very
hard paws.
Yes.
All right.
So, what is it about the smooth arm that bothers
know.
You?
I like a guy. Like, he just, when you purposely shave, it looked like he purposely shaved.
He might have been a swimmer.
Maybe.
You know, when he gets off work.
That's a possibility.
Everybody
right?
goes back to swimmer. Well, he's probably a swimmer.
They have to shave.
Like, how many swimmers do you really know that are over the age of 14? You know, you think about it
I don't
that
know.
Way.
Exactly.
A lot in Roanoke.
But I've heard that yeah. you know, swimmers have to shave and all that stuff.
Now,
but I don't
so
know.
I guess when you say smooth, do you mean soft and smooth, or do you mean actual hairless?
Like hairless.
Okay.
Like hairless, smooth arms.
Because if
like,
you feel my arm, Monica, because I have hair.
You have smooth arms. That doesn't bother me.
But my arms are very smooth.
They're very smooth.
See, they're soft and they're smooth.
And that's fine.
Okay.
But when it's like, if you had shaved your arms, then I would be bothered just for no reason. I know it was
I must say I was slightly bothered with the way you handled my smooth
arm. I was
arm.
A little aggressive
it
with
was
your
very rough.
I'm sorry.
Women with rough hands. That's what makes what bothers me for no
there
reason.
You have it.
Jeez.
I know, sorry about that. I realize it.
Now yeah. I do understand that there are certain things that bother you for no reason. Mm-hmm. And for everybody it's different.
Yep.
For me, it is men who wear bow ties. We've talked about that before.
Oh yeah, with bow ties. I had a doctor that
Why?
Used to wear a bow tie.
I don't trust men who wear
because
bow ties.
Because you're not from below the Mason-Dixon line.
I am not. That is correct. And
that's probably
so
why.
You're telling me that bow ties are a Southern thing?
Yeah.
They look creepy to me.
Really
I feel
creepy?
Like men who wear bow ties, and I'm not saying all of them, but it's just a lot of them have creepy thoughts. They're weird.
Creepy
so it just
thoughts.
Depends on where why they have the bow tie on
right.
where they're at.
They're extra kinky.
Because I had a doctor, and he would always have a bow
yeah,
tie
Yeah, lots
on.
Of times they do.
Like, yeah, a little bow tie, and yep. it's just kind of like,
well, what
Bill
the heck are we
going to
do with this gift we got him, Monica?
I know.
Send it back because I don't need no bow tie. Trust me, I'm creepy enough as it is. You don't need that. But it's just, I don't know. It creeps me out. It's sort of like people who choose by choice to use Crest toothpaste. I don't get
it. Oh, really?
Oh. Why with the Crest?
I can't deal with people who start sentences with so. Makes me crazy.
So.
So what I was saying is.
You hadn't even been saying it.
How do you feel today? So I woke up and felt, I can't.
It is when certain
words.
And
it's so prevalent right now.
Yeah.
So everyone starts their sentences that way.
And now I feel like I want to start my sentence with
well, you'll
so.
Start noticing.
So if this so topic is working for you and you'd like to text in and share,
so
you
Steph,
can.
So, Steph, what have you been doing?
52353. I get it, though. And
but that's different. If you say, so, Steph, what's happening?
Yeah.
If I said, Monica, what's happening with you? And you said, so.
So.
Yeah.
There are when you are aware of certain words, you're super aware of them. I became aware of literally. About a year ago where I really wanted it. I wanted to take it out of my vocabulary.
Yeah.
And I realized as soon as I did that, I wanted to rip it out of everybody's vocabulary.
But once you notice it.
It's about the only thing that'll get you grounded in my house. My daughter
so
starts saying literally.
So everything is literal.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.